Moving closer to kickoff in our Ochsner and Premier High School football game of the week on Sports Hub Triad as East Forsyth squares off against Cardinal Gibbons in the state 4A championship game. Dave Pulaski now being joined by Eagles head coach Todd Willard ahead of this contest at Keenan Stadium in Chapel Hill. Coach, a back and forth battle with Grimsley last week, falling behind 14-0 early before rallying for the 21-20 win. What kinds of adjustments were made to help make that comeback?
Yeah, you know, obviously we played a lot better second quarter there. The offense came through, and at the end there to punch that last touchdown in, I believe Ty ran that in on the at the end of the half there to get to 14-14. Just some great adjustments by my offensive staff, and my offense coordinator Ron Horton did a great job of changing some stuff up from the first quarter to the second quarter.
Now, your team was penalized an astounding 20 times for 134 yards. You had no penalties in the fourth quarter, though. How were the kids able to clean things up so quickly in crunch time?
I'm not sure how we cleaned things up in one quarter, to be honest with you, but I'm glad we did. And, yeah, it was astounding to overcome all 20 of those penalties in the first three quarters.
Quarterback Ty Lyles appeared to be locked in, going 20 of 32 for 201 yards. He also rushed for 78 yards in a score, as you mentioned earlier. What can you say about his leadership out there in the clutch situations?
Yeah, he's the playoff season, he's just thrived. I mean, he's a totally different kid. I think he's gotten used to his weapons, you know, with Micah being out. We had Mizell and Nick Childs both graduate, so he's down his three. And then Stokes, our next receiver, got. So he's missing his four top guys, and I think he's finally settled down. And, you know, he can take us a long way, and he's got us back here in the championship game.
The running backs got the job done again, collectively rushing for 156 yards and a pair of scores, including a touchdown by recent JV call-up Trey Ingram. How impressive have you been with his ability to just plug right into the offense?
He has been a surprise. I mean, well, not a surprise to us. We've kind of, you know, our JV was so successful we didn't want to bring him up, but we realized when Imani went down that we were going to need him, and we've kind of been grooming him. Coach Boo, my running back coach, has been grooming him for this moment, and he is not disappointed. I think he scored him all the playoff games so far. He plays every special team, so just great what Trey's done for us.
Final 2 minutes of the game, Grimsley scores to make it 21-20, just like your first meeting in October. They decide to go for two this time in the lead. What were you looking for on that play, and what was your reaction when the snap was fumbled?
You know, honestly, we had kind of figured that they had this new formation, what they're going to do. My defensive staff, Coach Bill, Coach Jones, Coach Maxwell did a great job of kind of knowing what's going on. We saw it earlier when they scored one other time. And then they called that timeout, and we really just told the guys, let's go after it. And, you know, they fumbled the snap, and Javon Cobb picked it up. But then we knew, just like earlier that year, we had to get the onside kick. So I wasn't breathing easy until Robin Smith recovered that onside kick.
You had no turnovers against a team that had 32 takeaways this season. You finished plus two for the game. How much was that stress during the week to protect the football against the Whirlies?
It was – we stressed it a lot. We thought we could win that turnover battle. We had seen that they had put the ball on the ground and had a lot of turnovers, but we've also seen that they had a lot of takeaways. So we really stressed that a lot, and, you know, it worked out great. And, you know, once again, you go back to Trey Ingram. We handed him the ball off to seal the game to get that last first down. So just happy all the way around the protection of the ball and what our running backs did.
You're now in the state championship game for a second straight year. How helpful is that in terms of knowing what to expect and not being overwhelmed by the stadium or anything else that's different about this week?
Yeah, I think that helps. I think it helped a lot last week against Grimsley. You know, even though you weren't there, the guys kind of believed. They knew just to be calm, kind of like when, you know, we were playing Scotland County last year. So our guys should hopefully, you know, it's a little different venue. They'll be at Chapel Hill this time instead of Duke, but hopefully they're used to this. We'll go practice at Wake Forest this week to kind of get some of those jitters out of the young guys that haven't done that yet.
You face Cardinal Gibbons for the first time. What stood out about the Crusaders on film?
Just well coached and very disciplined. Once again, they make no mistakes, and we got to play mistake-free ball. And we definitely can't have 20 penalties in the first three quarters.
You've never played against the Crusaders, but you have beaten a team from their conference recently, defeating Sanderson in both 2017 and last year. Does that help with the expectations of what you might see this week, maybe in terms of a style of play?
Yeah, maybe a little bit. You know, probably the craziest thing is we actually, when we played Sanderson, we played on their field because Sanderson's stadium was under construction, but totally different. You know, they're a totally different team. But just very well coached, and like I said, they do the little things well, and we got to be doing the same thing tonight.
You're playing this game at 11 a.m., far from the normal routine of a Friday night. How do you cope with that and try and get the kids onto a normal timetable mentally?
Yeah, I met with my coaches Sunday and then talked with Coach Plasser. We got some things we're going to do, bring the kids in Friday morning, do some certain things just to try to get them ready for this 11 a.m. kickoff, and then we'll tell them, hey, for you guys that think you're going to play on Saturdays, you'll play games like this, so you got to get used to it.
The big game experience, you've been here before, Cardinal Gibbons never has. Can you use that to your advantage by applying some pressure in some way?
You know, I don't know. I don't buy into a lot of that stuff. You know, Coach will have the Cardinal Gibbons ready to go. It might help at the beginning just because some of our kids probably won't be overwhelmed when the game gets started. But, you know, once the kickoff and you get going for a while, it's every football field is 100 yards, so it all becomes the same.
What's going to be the key to this game?
Turnovers and penalties. I really believe that, and they have a great special team unit. I really believe all year we've done great with the special team unit, and tonight we'll have to do a great job again.
And finally, it's so tough to even win one championship. It's even more difficult to do it in back-to-back years. What would it mean to you, especially with all that you guys have been through this year?
It just mean a lot for Kernersville, for East Forsyth, you know, the support we get. We have a proud little town, proud school. It mean a lot for me just with Dad and everything that goes on and my family, everything they go through. A lot of sacrifices from assistant coaches to trainers to administration to players and their families. So it's good to have this chance to see all that sacrifice and hard work pay off.
Thanks, Coach. Best of luck here.
Thanks so much.
That's East Forsyth head coach Todd Willard as his Eagles face Cardinal Gibbons. We're going to take a timeout, but coming up next, we'll offer our final pregame thoughts and get you set for the opening kickoff from Chapel Hill. You're listening to the State 4A Championship game presented by Oxner and Pomar on Sports Hub Triad.